And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Clint Ruckus.
I am Mark DeFalco.
And we got some big news besides the fact that Mr. Keller and Mr. Fernandez left the keys to the car out and we took it for a ride.
Yes, yes. We are committed guest hosts who decided to apparently take the reins on this one this week. So let's see if we can manage to get through an episode.
Okay. So first news item is massive. It is Xbox One announced. This is awesome.
Yeah.
It's the next generation Xbox. They talked about a bunch of features, more stuff coming out at E3. What was your favorite feature?
Man, I think the... I don't know. It was all kind of together. I got excited about the NFL announcement. I think that was huge for me.
The fantasy for you. You were huge.
I love fantasy. I do love fantasy, but just be able to go tune into the NFL, some of the EA... videos of some of their games, their new engine Ignite, the graphics on it, everything.
Like for me, it was being able to be like Xbox on, and it just turns on. It was awesome.
Yeah, for a while they've had the ability to go and do the like Xbox turn off, but without some kind of low power mode.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big question. Is
the
how
new,
do you turn
the new
on
gestures, it? the instantly switching between stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're excited about it. More information coming out at E3, which is just a couple weeks away.
Yes.
And can't wait to get my hands on it.
I know. Yeah. I know.
They said later this year.
Yeah. The other big one with going to the Kinect is the Kinect sensor for is coming out then in 2014 for Kinect for Windows.
For Windows, yes.
Today.
Yeah. So for developers, you know, currently you can use the one for Xbox or for Windows. To kind of do hobbyist stuff, but the one for Windows, you were actually making projects you need to wait for. Yeah.
So, awesome. Okay.
Cool. Next up, the Channel 9 Events app has gone live. So, the Channel 9 Events app is your kind of companion app if you're going to any of our big conferences. And we happen to have three of those coming up this summer.
Do tell.
Well, TechEd North America in New Orleans, first week of June. TechEd Europe following up. We kind of do like a concert, like world tour. So we bring the same best speakers, doing all their best IT pro and enterprise dev content. We just kind of travel them around. So we'll be in Madrid a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
And then in San Francisco, of course, the Build conference.
Yes, at the same time as TechEd.
Yeah, they overlap a little bit there.
So I get to be there. You get to be at
I'll be in Madrid, yeah. So we will be, if you download this app now, you'll see both of the TechEds in there. You'll have a full conference listing. It synchronizes with the agenda that you've put together on the Channel 9 website. And we have a Windows 8 version, a Windows Phone version, and then iOS and Android as well. If you have multiple devices you're bringing, feel free to load them up now. Yeah. Get prepared for the event beforehand, and you'll be able to connect to everything that we've got out for you.
Awesome. Cool. Up next is Unity made a pretty big announcement. Now, for basically mobile developers right now, it's free. Unity free for companies and other incorporated entities that make less than 100K.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's huge. Like, before, I mean, the tools did cost money, but now you can get the, you know, I'm going to use the word indie version of it for free, and that's...
Yeah, I mean,
it helps reduce the cost. I mean, tools cost money, and it's great that Unity is helping out build out, you know, indie devs and pushing stuff forward.
And it feels right too, right? Like, I mean, these are the people who want to get into, want to be these developers, app creators, want to get out there, and this is an easier way to get kind of bootstrapped up before you have your first big hit. So before you're a multimillionaire, you get this one for free. Next one, however. Yeah, well, after you have your first big hit, you have to go and buy it.
Yeah, I just want to play Wordament in 3D.
3D. Well, speaking of 3D, this next thing here is a Channel 9 highlight, creating the Virtual Experiment Laboratory app with the Visual Studio 3D Starter Kit. So this is Roberto Cennino, who created the Visual Studio 3D Starter Kit. He interviews Gokhan of... Netos Telecommunications. I'm going to go ahead and Americanize that so I can get through it. Who created the Virtual Experiment Laboratory. So what this is he used the starter kit to almost learn DirectX and Direct3D. Yeah. And then used it to create this virtual experiment kit, which is live in the marketplace. The link is in the article. which is a high school level or early high school level laboratory, so you can experiment and do physics and biology and chemistry experiments. And that'll let you kind of play around with it. And it's all in 3D, and you can play around with kind of those things you would do normally in a laboratory, but in full 3D. So they talk about developing it and going through and how you could use this to learn DirectX or Direct3D or any of those technologies.
Awesome.
Okay, up next is making a Windows 8 Pong application for a complete beginner. This is done by Susan Ibach. Hopefully I didn't botch her last name, as I tend to do that to anyone who I have to actually say their last name.
Yeah.
And it uses Windows 8, JavaScript, HTML5, so WinJS. It was a port of a pre-existing XNA app. So good job. Awesome.
OData apps worst in... Sorry, yeah, ever. Transition. There we go. OData apps in Update 2, querying data from Stack Overflow. So this is actually a blog post from Matt Sampson, who works here at Microsoft. And what he did is he wanted to be able to keep track of all the different posts that are on Lightswitch, about Lightswitch, on Stack Overflow. And one of the very cool things on Stack Overflow is that they have an OData service. So you can go ahead and query anything that's on there. So what he does in this article is he goes through the steps of how to use Lightswitch, go and connect to the data source, which is something you could have always done. But now in Visual Studio Update 2, Lightswitch has HTML and also SharePoint support, but an HTML client support, so you can produce a website against its data protocols and everything.
Okay.
So he goes through and creates a quick app right there in Lightswitch to read about Lightswitch questions on Stack Overflow. And
it's very meta.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I'm going to create a service, app, using the thing I want to research on. Yeah.
Well, as one of the my old coworkers used to say, the proof is in the pudding.
I just want some pudding.
Yeah, that's always what happened. But you can go. He has a demo of it running up in Azure, so you can actually see the full end and the full end result of it, and go through and see how he did it himself.
Cool. Now this is actually pretty cool. Is where is NuGet actually used in Visual Studio other than like a developer going and saying, I want NuGet? And it's used in a couple different spots, like the new project for web forms and MVC. It actually goes and grabs the latest stuff, along with even publishing. It will go and grab the newest and the latest of the stuff to actually go up. Same thing with like adding service reference when you have a WCF app. It goes and grabs the Microsoft Data Service client, whatever the newest of the new is. So it's good that we're trying to keep stuff with bug fixes and stuff by actually incorporating, we're dog-fooding our own stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, and if you haven't tried NuGet, it's awesome. It's just like, I want this crazy thing. Click, boom, it's there.
Yeah, everything from jQuery is in there. For if you're just doing a web project, you want to include that. For team programming, I found it's really cleaned up a lot of the dependency management. So you just download your solution.
Everything is up to date now.
Yeah, and you just list the packages there on build. It gets them all, and it's been fantastic for us.
And I know, like, at least then, if you have a NuGet package, you can actually say, I want to use basically the newest version.
So right. You can either lock on a certain version, or you can go newest, and it works out really well.
Awesome.
Continue with NuGet, actually. Apparently, they get a lot of requests about how to play around with packages programmatically, and this page right here actually has the answer to that right in it, with two cool code snippets. One about kind of searching through repositories, finding or reading metadata. Let's say you have an app that wants to do presentation around NuGet, or maybe you programmatically want to install a package based on some conditions. Yeah. You can do both, and actually, there's a whole set of APIs that NuGet uses itself, or Visual Studio uses within NuGet, you can target those directly and use the APIs, and they have a bunch of information about that as well.
Awesome.
You know what this is now? Picks of the week.
Picks of the week.
So
freaking week.
I'm going on a streak here. I'm going 2 weeks, an extension for Mads. For those who missed last week, you should go watch last week's. But here's another one. This one is voice commands for Visual Studio. So you can just hit a button and then speak, build, compile. Putting that semicolon I missed out.
Well, does he say, like, so you actually have to hit a button, or can you say, like, Visual Studio, blah?
I think right now you actually have to hit Alt F1 is the hotkey. You can configure that.
That would be really cool if it actually ran in the background, and then you can say Visual Studio Build.
Sounds like when Kinect for Windows comes out, you can play around with that. Maybe that'll be your pick and roll.
I'm a big fan of the speech APIs.
I was gonna say, so yeah, under the hood, it uses the Windows Speech API, handles the voice recognition, and then just basically boils that down to commands and then fires them off of Visual Studio.
Great.
But pretty cool, little fun pick of the week for me. Your pick of the week.
My pick of the week is the Agent Smartwatch, which is done by the wonderful guys over at that build Netduino. So it's Secret Labs is the company name. And this is on Kickstarter right now. So they've already in 24 hours, they hit, I think it was, three times the end goal.
Yeah.
And they still have 30 days left.
It was very quick. I know actually both of us backed because we're nerds. I was looking, I was like, all right. But one of the things is I every time there's a smartwatch or something, I was like, yeah, but I want to look like a nerd.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing is the guys over at Secret Labs, really, they partnered with a company that actually makes watches.
Yeah, down in New York City.
And did the entire thing. It looks like something you'd want to watch.
Yeah, they didn't just go the full geek route. They went and got, classic-looking. They actually have pictures of different faces, either analog or digital, in like a dress-up or dress-down kind of situation, showing that it can fit in an actual...
It doesn't look like you're wearing a, like a little calculator watch.
Right, yeah, I don't have my phone strapped to my arm or anything.
The cool thing is also is that it does, QI, wireless charging.
Qi wireless. Yeah, so if you have a charger for your Lumia, same one will work on this. So you just drop it on the pad and it'll charge the same way. Yeah, and developing for it.
Yeah, it's open Visual Studio. It uses .NET Micro Framework under the hood, and it's just, it's really cool. Chris Walker, looking at you, we need dev kits. Dev kits.
Hey, we already backed it. We're getting them eventually. Yeah. Pre-release. We can bring them on the show. It'd be good. So,
Cool.
So I guess the show for us goes from games to gadgets.
Yeah, basically. Which are technically still gadgets.
Absolutely.
So, thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.